G'day, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
It's good to see you back in the studio. Have you finished celebrating your birthday?
I have. It was full on, and I left nothing on the park. So
so you're done for a few weeks or a few months now?
I'm done. A few years, I think. I can take a rest now.
Now, from a fun topic to a serious topic.
Yes.
And this is something that I'm sure you've been through. I've been through it, and it's not a very nice thing to go through. We're talking about grief, so how you deal with the death of your dog. And also maybe how, if you've got, say, more than one dog, how the other dog deals with that as well. It's something that you probably deal with on a regular basis.
Yeah, it's. I got a text this week and it really broke my heart. It was from a family who had lost their dog about a month ago, and they're all in grief over this dog. But also their second dog would lie where the other dog used to lie, and is just crying and perceived to have nightmares of a night time. And it just reminds you know, we love dogs so much, and it literally does break our heart when we lose them. And there's some things that I've learned along the way. Obviously, working for Righteous Pups, we've lost a few over the years, and each one is as heartbreaking as the last. So some things that I would recommend, we'll start with dogs firstly. The second dog, so we've gone from a situation where this family, the dogs would play and obviously sleep together and do all kinds of things together, and now the smell of the old dog is still there. It's there in the bedding, it's there in all places that dog once was. So one of the things that we can do for a pet that's grieving, and grieving can be very serious because I've known dogs to stop eating because they're so brokenhearted, is we need to fill that gap of when they would be together with something that's bonding, that's comforting. And I often say to clients, you know, when you come home from work, if that was the time the two dogs would play together, take the dog for a walk. Give them something else to focus on. Remind them that life is still ticking on. Invite the dog that you've still got into the lounge room and be together and grieve together. Now, down the track, I would recommend getting another dog, but obviously for the humans, it takes time for us to grieve. And if we don't grieve well, we tend to search for a dog that we can make into the dog we had. And that's,
you can't do that, can you, Joe?
No, it's a very dangerous situation. Mm. And I remember I had a lab who just fitted me like a glove. We would sit on the couch and cuddle for hours, and she passed the program, so she went on to do her service work. And the next puppy I got, I tried to make like her, and I'd go to sit on the couch with her and she'd look at me and get up and go, I'm not that kind of dog. So
because it's, to me, it puts pressure on that dog, doesn't it? To be something that it's not.
Right. And we have to love the dogs we have for who they are.
Yep.
And it's an important lesson. And it's hard sometimes because some dogs you may never, ever, ever replace. They're a one in a million. They just fitted you perfectly. But we have to move on. And when we're ready, getting that second dog for the dog that's left, but also for the family, is a good thing. And I think if we can get to a place where we can celebrate the beautiful about the dog that has passed and remind ourselves of how lucky we are sometimes to have the dogs we have, is a good way to make grief good and move us through that process.
Yeah, great advice, Joe. If you've got a problem with your dog or you'd like to discuss anything about your dog, you can just drop us a line. Go to the Gold Central Victoria website and you'll see the Dog Spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll see you next Saturday morning.